Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, spay and neuter your pets this afternoon.
Hey Slam Dogs, were you awash with grief when the plumbing boys left the UK because you thought maybe we'd never return? Well, wipe away those tears, idiot, because Plumbing the Death Star is returning to the British Isles for the Plumbing the Death Star Get Posh 2018 tour. We're starting our tour in Edinburgh, where we'll be doing 4 shows over 2 weeks for Edinburgh Fringe, and then we're heading off to tour the country properly. So head to sanspansradio.com/live to grab your tickets now. Glasgow is already sold out, so you better fucking hurry because who knows how long till the rest are. London dates have not been announced, but will be eventually. Hurry up, you anuses!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, which Pokemon would win best in show?
Licky tongue.
Why not lick a tongue is the question. No, first we should figure out what is required for a dog show, other than obviously in the rules we find the be a dog bit and we rub it out.
We strike a line for that.
I believe there's nothing in here that says it doesn't have to be a dog.
There's some
Air Bud rule this.
There's something good about using the Air Bud defense on a thing that's already about the one thing Air Bud could be in. We're saying, actually, in this instance, Air Bud frankly could not. So, from shows I've seen that involve dog shows, the things that happen in a dog show is you do a parade with them.
Yep, you do a parade. I know that
to
much.
Show off.
Yep.
I don't know. Something.
Their walk.
Yeah, sure.
Because you have to have a purebred dog, so maybe the walk's like, see, it's purebred, but not too much.
That's true. It's not so
it
pure.
It can still walk.
It's not crawling on the ground like a slug.
It's the best.
Then there's an obstacle course.
Yeah, there's obstacles.
Yep.
There's also, like, willpower.
Yeah.
So it's like, put a treat next to, like, things.
That's true.
And you know that great one of this, like, Labrador just trying to do his best, where it's like, get to the end, but he's like, I'll do my, put this treat to either side, so guess what I'm doing.
That is a good dog.
So it's temptation. Temptation of dog.
And then there's one where, I don't know what is being judged.
The one where they look at the teeth?
Are they on like a pedestal and a judge gives them a big old feel-up?
Yeah. Grab them by the gonads, like, huah!
Does the judge actually grab the dog by the testicles?
I don't know. My reference to this is Futurama, where they grab Zoidberg by the...
My reference to this is, I think it's a mockumentary called Best in Show. Yeah.
Ooh, well, with
maybe?
This one...
Yeah.
Yes. Cass doing some research.
Is there a part about grabbing the testicles of the dog?
Well, I'm on step one of the WikiHow article.
Okay.
But to be eligible to participate, purebred dogs over 6 months old that have not been spayed or neutered.
Okay.
So that's somewhat important, I guess.
Do a bit of a...
You got to give it a feel.
Can we also add talent show?
Yeah, I think that's a thing where you're like, my dog... Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we can add it. I mean, if we're talking about dogs that are not dogs, we can talk about talents that aren't.
I think talent show is pretty good.
Yeah.
Swimsuit?
I don't know if there's a swimsuit section. I think maybe there should be.
Oh, I feel like in Pokemon.
They should be.
Yeah, well, there's that. With the newer games, they have those things where you can put them in costumes.
That's
so
true.
Maybe it's not swimsuit, but just misc suit competition.
All right, misc/swimsuit.
Yeah,
yes.
Is there a section in the new games where you can actually do a dog show? I think there actually is.
Oh,
yeah, it's
you're
like
right.
It's like a new area you go to, and you're like, hey, That's right. Yeah. You've got different competitions. There's like the cool competition, the cute competition, the smart competition.
Yeah.
And you enter, it's like the worst part of the games. I don't know why anyone would do it.
Because of the good flowers you can put on your Pokemon.
Yeah. You don't even get anything good. You win one and it's like, have a ribbon.
Yeah. Like, you know how good that ribbon is?
No
I want
good.
That fucking
it's
ribbon.
The glory.
You are doing it for the fame.
We're doing this for the fame, the glory, and that ribbon.
Yeah, but I think these aren't quite the same thing. It's more like you go in and you use one of the moves.
Yeah, like it's really specific. You build things up. I think it does something to do with stats, which I just, I don't have the time for.
Who knows?
Oh, I'm too busy choosing my own outfit in Pokemon, the new ones.
Every time I play Pokemon, I get to the Elite Four and then I'm like, this game is hard and I don't want to grind. And then I stop playing. I've done that for like the last three generations. I have a pat.
Hey, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, it's working.
Ah.
You're still buying them.
Yeah, hey, exactly.
Wow.
You're having fun.
Yeah.
Right.
To a point.
We're parading Lickitung.
I'm going to write down. Let me write down the categories just so we remember because we said like eight.
And also as well, in standard dog shows, they usually split them up into different categories for it. So they'll have like, I don't know, toy dogs, big dogs, I think.
No, this is all just Pokemon, Cass.
Okay, so every Pokemon is equal?
Yes. It's all in the same category. That's a struggle because some are just worms, but I guess that's how it's going to be. So it was Parade, Obstacle course,
Willpower Challenge.
Willpower, that's right. Gonad feeling.
Gonad.
I'm just going to write down gonads.
Uh-huh.
Sure. And then
talent.
Talent.
Comp.
And then costume.
Costume.
All right. Lickitung in a parade.
How do we feel?
Walks like a man a bit.
But kind of like an idiot.
Yeah.
Kind of a little drunkard.
I got a picture of Lickitung up.
He waddles like a penguin, but if a penguin had too much schnapps.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a bit, though, because could you use its tongue as a lead?
Yes.
But
now
also,
I'm on board.
Look at him. What a champ. What a cute boy.
He's just his guts below his knees. Oh.
His guts below his knees. I do like his ringed kneecaps.
Yeah, that is weird. I also like that his hands have no fingers but one spike where a thumb would go.
Just to kind
that's
of
all you need.
That's so weird. That things. Doesn't now, work as a thumb. What
when,
is
when
that?
It comes to breeding animals and dogs, especially in our world, you know we just like fuck them up?
Yeah.
So for a Lickitung purebred, is his tongue going to be even bigger?
Gargantuan.
Wear it as a scarf.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, so I guess
So what we're doing here is we're not just getting the breed of Pokemon, but we're like pure breeding this Pokemon.
Yeah.
So we're like mating the granddad with the granddaughter or some weird fucking thing.
However they make dogs wrong.
I don't
God,
know.
They made dogs
we had
so
a,
wrong.
We used to have corgis growing up.
Aww.
And they were adorable. And we had one corgi who was the best. And we had another corgi who was the worst.
Yeah.
And she was an idiot. But like her grand like, it was like her mum was mated with her great-granddad lineage kind of thing. And because, like, that's how you keep it pure. And she was stupid.
Yeah,
she was the dumbest.
That seems like such a weird way to keep it pure. Like, I get breeding brothers and sisters because you... but, like, I do because you're like, whatever. It just seems like a weird extra step to involve the grandpa.
I don't know. It's
because... So I read somewhere that old man sperm is more likely to cause mutations than young man sperm in a baby.
All right. Maybe
it's because the old man dog sperm will cause...
But you don't want mutations. You
want
that's
true.
Well, that's kind of...
I remember reading a very weird news article. Sorry for the tangent. Where
that's right. That's where they go on a budgie tangent. But go on.
Yeah, cool. Where it was like... The reason we're not evolving is because old men aren't getting their fuck on. So it was like old men got a fuck, then everybody mutates.
Everybody get a third
thing. That was literally the like contention of the
old
article.
Men fuck, get a third thumb.
Yeah, basically.
Nah. So did you say get a third dick before?
Yeah, I felt like I heard dick too.
But maybe I said just... third thing, and then I reclassify that as a third thumb.
And we were just talking about dicks, were we? No, not really. We just had dicks on the brain, I guess.
Yeah. But budgies, I know that when you're breeding budgies, and you put them in like best of show or take them to a show thing, because you know you picture a budgie like a budgie guy, in your mind, and they're kind of like they look kind of normal, what we know. But if you the ones that are meant to be like in shows are fucked up.
Oh, really?
Like, they have giant weird heads, and they're like these kind of weird boof kind of shape, and they just don't look right.
I think actually I have seen a budgie that looks like that. All right, yeah. So let's imagine, let's get this lick of tongue and exaggerate it. Gargantuan tongue.
Yep.
To the point where it's either like draped over the top of the Lickitung's head or dragging behind it.
Yeah, it has to be a scarf.
Yeah, yep. Wrapped around the neck.
Oh, it'd be like wrapped around the neck and then like placed ever so gently around its tail.
Yeah.
Like laying on top.
Tiny eyes. His eyes are already pretty little, making him smaller and fat as hell.
Do you know what?
He'd be so fat.
Yeah. I reckon as well, you'd want a smaller mouth to accentuate the tongue.
Ah, oh, true,
yes, you
true.
Would. You would.
You got to think fucked.
To the point where the Lickitung actually physically at this point can't get... I don't know if the Lickitung can get his tongue inside his body now.
No.
But this Lickitung... This licky tongue, can't.
You have to feed it by dropper.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And this is like part of the show prep is making sure its tongue's moisturized.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Before it goes out there, you give it a big long spray. And then
you're sitting there with the spray bottles every now and again, misting its tongue.
Yep. And it's... That's really sad because it's like they say, they don't just make noises. It'll be like, hang on.
Okay, small mouth though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys get your gag reflex when you do that?
Yeah, that's
weird.
Why'd that happen?
Oh, that's not...
The body is a
mystery.
We
did something that we are not meant to do.
Why? Our body was like, stop.
Okay, so from our knowledge of small mouth, big tongue, we know that this licky tongue is going to be vomiting a lot.
I got to get it through the parade before it throws up.
Yep, so tiny beady eyes, and I reckon you're going to accentuate that big thumb spike.
Yeah, it's going to make it be a massive thumb spike. Yeah.
And I reckon as well, because it's got that sort of squat waddle thing going on, its belly's got to be real low to the ground.
Yes.
And like its knees are wrong. Like maybe if we get it to the point where, I reckon, we'll get the licky tongue to the point where when it's born, it has to have surgery to have parts of its gag reflex muscles removed.
Yep.
So it doesn't vomit. And then they can't live past like a certain age just because of all the knee diseases. Not diseases. Their knees collapse.
Yeah. The bone structure is a mess.
You know when they're testing like cars to see how low to the ground they are with a ruler?
Yeah.
I feel that's going to happen with Licky Tongue.
Mm-hmm.
To be like a ruler just to see how much his belly is off the ground.
Yeah.
And I think the optimum one is going to be like less than a centimeter.
But it can't be touched.
But it can't be touched in the ground. If it's touched the ground, gross.
Then I'll immediately go.
They'll look at the undercarriage of a licky tongue just to make sure it's not dirty.
Yeah.
It's like, that's been touching the ground.
That's true. Scotch guard that licky tongue's belly so that you can cheat. But of course, I'm not cheating. So, Parade, what would we give me score-wise?
Like, Parade, I think it's going to be hard for him to waddle around and not hit that belly on the floor.
That's true.
But like it's gonna be good. Like I think I would like to see that. I would like to see this gross licky tongue.
A heinous creature.
If we're considering giving all these Pokemon the benefit of the doubt that when we've made them right in the wrong way.
Yeah.
So they're gonna do their best. I think it would depend on the judge because it is so wobbly and wavy.
That's true.
Some might interpret it as like a signature walk, as one would a supermodel.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But I think it's not going to win all the judges over.
Let's give it like out of A, B, C, like a
what?
A class grade. What do you call it?
Yeah.
Out of the three options of A, B, or C.
Yeah, I did say out of, which is a weird. Yeah.
We'll grade it.
All right, let's grade it. What do we reckon? I think, I'll take a B.
I think a B.
All right, what about the obstacle course? An F? If they're all doing the same obstacle course, we don't even need to talk about that. That's just a guaranteed F because an obstacle course that's, say, like a fucking, what's the mongoose one? I was going to call it an Ed Goose, but that's not what it's called. Zigazoon, whatever that guy. But there's a mongoose one, I'm sure. Maybe it's called Zangoose.
Oh, the Pokemon Zigzagoon or something.
Is there not one that's got Oos in the name?
Oh, yeah, there would be.
Okay.
Maybe the evolution of it.
Yeah. We'll stick with Zigazoon. Is it Zigzagzoon? Let's say Zigazoon. If there's a course designed for a Zigazoon, which is like a little ferret boy, Lickitung is just going to destroy that course. So, yeah, look. Willpower. I think that's an A+.
Yeah, because again, it's going to be like you're going to have treats there. It's never eaten food.
Yeah, it can only drink through a dropper.
So it's just not going to know it's food. Mm-hmm. And then if it does get food, how can it you know, do anything.
And also, just I assume it's sort of so brain dead that I could put like a little biscuit on its head and it might just not know.
Yeah.
And I reckon with all the training that you'd have to do with it to make sure that it's standing still for when its tongue gets moistened every day and like realigning its hips in the morning, it would be very used to just...
That's so sad.
Copying it?
Yeah, I'll take an A+ for the willpower.
And it was Zigzagoon.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good. Well done. Yeah, what did I call it?
That was what you called it.
No, I think I called it Zigzagoon. Zigzagoon? Zigzagoon?
Zigzag.
Zigzagoon.
Yeah, it's not as cute as I remember. It's got weird beady eyes. It has an insect size that is Zigzagoon. Zigzagoon.
It's cuter in pixels.
Yeah, it's heaps cuter in pixels.
We were looking at the cartoon.
Yeah.
That's how.
The cartoon gives it insect eyes.
Yeah. Oh, all right, gonads. Gonads. You're going to have to, like, get underneath.
Yeah, I'm looking at this lick-a-tongue.
I feel what's going to happen, though, because
the
tongue... The gonad squeeze is going to be hard to do, because what's going to happen is his tongue, or her tongue, is wrapped around its neck.
Yeah.
It's resting on the tail. It's all big and fat and stubby. All the liquid that is being, like, not swallowed...
Yeah.
Is going to drip on the tail and probably down its body. It's going to be, like, dripping off its gonads. And I just feel... That's not going to feel great for
anybody.
And I just
also don't know where the gonads are.
Because you're going to have to lift up the tail. And of course, you know, being a licky tongue carer, you're probably not going to spend too much time on the undercarriage of a licky tongue.
No.
It just might be one of those things you're going to forget about.
Yeah.
And in the moment it's like the gonad squeeze, you're like, oh my God, I forgot about the undercarriage. And the undercarriage of that licky tongue is going to be fucking disgusting.
Well, I don't know. Like Pokemon is a kid's game.
Yeah.
And they just, like, secretly lay eggs when you put them in daycare.
Yeah.
Did Pokemon have external genitalia?
I mean, Licky Tongue does look like one if you poked his belly, his cock would flop.
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking, like a lizard. Like, if you poked his stomach, out pop the gonads.
Have you guys done that?
Not to a lizard, but I know it can be done.
Oh, my gosh.
You poke a lizard's belly. I think it happens with, like, rabbits and stuff as well. You give them a little jab in the belly and their dick's like, meep. That's how you check if they're a boy or a girl, I think. I'm not
all for a great high school prank.
We had a snake.
Yeah.
And we were always just calling him Crikey, calling Crikey him.
Yeah.
But we were like, oh, we don't know if it's a boy or a girl. And then they're like, oh, we can go and check that. But it's not comfortable for the snake to, because they... Snakes don't really have a belly to poke.
No.
It's like they're either all belly or no belly.
Yeah.
So we just never got it done because, it was described as something that just wouldn't be pleasant. We're like, well, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
We still love it.
Ridges or something near where it's
really
thing is. And so you got to poke that a bit. Then if it's a boy, two dicks flop out.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, snakes got two wanguses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nature's crazy.
Nature's fucked.
So gonads, what, an F?
I reckon just like a C.
Yeah, I'll take a C. Like he'll be like, the gonads are here, but I hate it fighting.
Like that's just the problems of licky tongues, especially an inbred one.
Yeah.
Did we do the rest of the body inspection?
Oh, no, we didn't really.
Was it just gonads?
He just wrote down gonads?
Well, because I think the rest of it, like if you can get the mouth small and the tongue big.
Yeah, that's true.
I reckon that would be, and like providing the... I thought undercarriage was just like anything underneath, but apparently that's just genitals. If its belly is not dirty and it's very clean and not.
Imagine cleaning the undercarriage of that leggy tongue. You have to lift up its belly, scrub it with a toothbrush. I don't know why, but you want to because you believe.
You know, dog people and dog trainers are like, this is good. That's what it feels like when you're hosing it down with the finest shampoos. Well, let's say then I reckon a C. What about a C / like a B+ for?
Why don't we give it average to a B? Because
then B-.
Yeah, let's average that to a
B-. Because it's gonna be like it's great all, but then the gonad squeeze like I've made a mistake.
I just can't imagine any Pokemon having genitals.
Well, imagine it, Cass, because it's a category.
No.
I'm trying to remember what was between gonads and cost.
Talent competition.
I have not written talent. I've written tubist. That just doesn't say talent in any sense of the word. There's an S in there.
Okay, tubist, as in playing the tuba. You know what? That's much better.
All right.
Scross out talent competition.
Right in tubist.
okay. competition. So Licky how good is Licky Tongue being playing the tuba?
There can't be a mouth closing.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you've
you just shove the tuba into the little hole made by its mouth.
Can you? If you move your tongue to the side and play the tuba,
no,
he's not going to have a good seal. Or could he use his tongue to? Ah, because all about the breath.
Yeah, no, I'd lick your tongue, man.
He is out of breath at all times.
Exactly. How do you need to play the tuba? Is that you got to form a seal with your lips, and then do you have to use
your purse? Your lips.
I mean, he's lost it at step one.
Yeah, yes, he definitely has.
I feel like if lick a tongue even gets the tuba in there and blows, he dies because he's just like that's all his hair.
Do you need like a tongue? Is there a tongue movement for
the tuba?
I don't
think so.
Your tongue doesn't touch any part of your mouth when you do it.
So you just need to have like. Lung capacity.
Yeah.
All right.
Licky Tongue's lost. That's an F.
Yeah, look, that's an F. Sorry, Licky Tongue. Costume.
Oh.
A+.
Yes. I reckon you could do such wonderful things with, yes, A+.
Yeah, absolutely. Imagine dressing up Licky Tongue like a big strawberry. That's what I keep imagining. Cute ass.
You could put like a little hat on him. He'd look great in a simple little hat.
I was imagining a straw hat. Like a straw boater would be quite nice on Licky Tongue.
And you could totally dress it so that you accentuate its belly fat. So you could dress it to show off its parts.
I would dress up Licky Tongue like a mayor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would put Licky Tongue in giant... Oh, no, hang on. We're wanting small eyes, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay, we could... Is costume including makeup? Because Licky Tongue looks like he doesn't have fur, which means he'd be very able to be contoured.
Yeah, that's true. But... big, but yeah, I reckon contourable. For me, and we discussed this in a previous Pokemon episode, but every Pokemon like Lickitung, I imagine having really short fur, kind of like a chia pet, or like a like fake turf, or you know those like cheap toys you get that kind of feel furry, but it's like super short fur.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine Lickitung feeling like. Oh. But I don't think he does. I think he's like amphibian, like a frog, but. Yeah. Anyway, yes, you could probably, that aside, you could probably contour him pretty good. So we're giving him an A+.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So just doing some quick math there.
Mm-hmm.
He did so well, but he just failed outright and got like basically zero for two categories. So all up, he's only got basically 58%. We'll round that up to 60%. So we're looking at a C here.
Okay.
Let's get a C.
God.
That's not too bad. It's not too bad.
Yeah. Could be worse. I'll take a C. Because you guys might fail monumentally.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to choose Weepin' Bell.
Oh. Okay. Boy. So we want those leaves. So that's that's like the second evolution of... Yeah. What's its name?
Blah, 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 blah.
Bellsprout. I went as Bellsprout to muck up day in high school.
Hell yeah.
I had a big paper. I bought like this, like all these bodysuit, like... brown stuff. I had to hand dye things and then made giant leaf arms.
That's fucking awesome. You champion.
God, I was cool.
Bellsprout too. Like, not like, oh, I'm Pikachu or I'm Charizard. No, I'm Bellsprout.
Well
Everyone's
done.
Everyone's favorite Pokemon.
Hey guys, muck up day is about to get crazy.
Well, so let's see. Well, those leaves are going to be giant and flappy.
And they've got to be like,
curl down a bit.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, they're so big, it's an inconvenience. Mm-hmm, so they're no longer functional. No,
what about this as an idea? It like a second, much smaller pear has begun to develop.
Ooh.
Yeah, like
pear.
Like, no, like another pair of leaves. Or just a pear.
I thought you, because when you said second pear, I was like, you think Weepin' Bell's a pear?
I'm like, well, I guess it looks a little bit like
a pear. It is a bit like a pear with a mouth.
But no, okay, so you got one, like those big, floofy, leaves. But then maybe some, like, vestigial, shitty leaves.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of, like, underneath it or sort of.
Growing out sort of the side a bit wrong.
Or do we go real fucked and we try and make it, like, multi sort of, like, flourishes of leaves.
I mean.
Multicolored, trying to make it, like, an autumn look.
Well, the things we need to consider. So if we're thinking that Weepin' Bell's a plant, it does have the stem. Now, if you dip the stem into ink,
that's true.
You can start coloring different parts.
Oh boy!
But
yes,
that's not really. I don't think dog shows really do that.
No, you don't. Yeah. You're not hair coloring.
No,
it's just about breeding. But
and if it's their arms as well, do you want them to have vestigial?
Yes. So I think at least we're going to have, you know, like big.
Oh.
Yeah. Sort
of, they're too big.
Too big.
It's
kind
a hassle.
Bending over, like little floppy dog ears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a second pair, as Jackson was saying.
Yeah.
Sort of like growing around.
Yeah.
I think the stalk should be like really firm near the base, but then maybe curl around like a pug's tail.
Oh, yeah. I was either thinking like curled around like a pug's tail or like almost docked. So it's like a little nub.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do we want the stem or do we think the stem is gross and we hate it?
What happens in dog shows? Can you have a stub tail? Do they want that with any dog? Well, or is that like a farm if you look thing? Like
I'm not talking about like docking a tail.
Yeah.
But with corgis, yes. Because again, we have corgis and you got them docked. So I'm just wondering, do we want that docked?
Maybe it's a choice.
Yeah.
With your weeping belly. You can either be like, oh, I'll let it grow or I'll get the sort of shortened one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I reckon we'll have like a stub-stemmed weeping belly.
All right.
Yeah. That seems the most cruel and like a dog show. okay, the freckles on the head.
Yeah.
We need more.
You want them to be circular.
Yes, yes.
Because they look a bit like sunspots.
Yeah.
But you want them to be really well formed.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And many? Are we thinking many?
Or do you want like a giant ring of them? Oh. How about this, right? You'd be like a giant ring.
Yeah.
With like a one in the center. Kind of like a nucleus.
That's hard to breed.
It is hard to breed. So it's going to be a lot of fuck things first.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. If we can breed that, especially because you have to go through Bellsprout first.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's going to
fuck up Bellsprout a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Now we finally, the eyes. Let's do the eyes. More human-like.
Yes. I want them with lashes. Yeah. I want them blinking. I want eyebrows.
Ivysaur is like the sort of end goal, I guess.
Mm. Yeah.
And their eyes are a bit closed. So we want them like a bit shut. So it's like, they're very mature. Oh.
How about,
hear
me out here, is yes, a little bit half closed, but eyelashes. Leaves.
Oh, I think that's doable.
Mm.
I'm sad it's not quite as hideous as it could be, frankly. Although we have yet to get to the big DSL, so like, let's talk about them lips.
Yeah, right. So
it's
one lip. I want it to kind of go like kind of hourglass shape, so it goes in and out, and I want them big lips. I want like the lips. Bigger, like almost like twice the size of this weeping bell.
Yeah, I mean that is.
That's what you want. You want them fuck lips.
That is grotesque.
Yeah, that's pretty awful.
Yeah, so bell sprouts need to have like big droopy lips to evolve into this. Mm. You kind of want like the bell sprouts to have a lot of slack in their lip.
So pretty much, we've just formed this weeping bell after like what all those birds look like when people are like, "Oh, it's thrice divorced."
Gross.
Gross.
Yeah. All okay. Right. Categories.
Let's go. So we got parade. Well,
can it walk?
It floats.
Huh?
Yeah. In the
it floats.
I think so. I think a weeping bell floats.
I was How just else imagining is it getting it around? Just being
jumping. I thought they sort of
maybe. Let's assume they jump.
So
because yuck.
Mm, yeah. I'm happy with jumping because it kind of at least gets me on the board.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I was assuming just being dragged with a lead.
Yep. And that's not.
Oh, if
work.
You have the stem, you could just pick up the stem and. Like a vacuum cleaner.
That is.
That's like a functional. Like, it's the difference between farm weeping bells and show weeping bells.
It eats the dust. It shouldn't, but it eats the dust.
Well, that would make more of in favor for docking for the show because it's like, oh, it's not a functional weeping bell.
That's true. That's great. The farm stem is like almost a big handle.
God, we keep doing weird things to our breath and lungs.
Every Pokemon's come with one so far.
Oh, do you know what? Mm-hmm. Problems again, because if the Weeping Bell's got like a bell mouth, their mouth's drying out. Their lips, their lips are too big, then and they don't have a stem, they're not going to be able to get the right amount of moisture to actually sustain their lips. They're going to be cracked, so they have to be on top of that, constantly chapping.
Yep. Constantly chapping. Another spray bottle.
As I'm spraying my Lickitung, you're there with a massive chapstick, being like, or maybe multiple chapsticks because the lips are so big.
With the Lickitung, I imagine you've got like one of those like shitty like Coles mops where you're like they're like a big sponge, so you just like.
Like, I've got it over my lap as I do it, and I move my way up the tongue.
You've brought relatives along to hold the tongue for you.
It's like painting a bridge. By the moment you get the end, you got to start again.
I've got to go back to the beginning before we send him out. Oh, owning a purebred liquor tongue is hell. All right, so problem if you're bouncing is that I imagine the lip's so big.
Yeah, he's going to trip.
Yeah, that's a real problem just, you're going to face.
And plus, if it's got these like big flowing leaves... It's gone.
I think you have at least two trips on your one circuit.
So I reckon a D.
Yeah, I'll call that a D. That's a shame, man. That's a shame. All right. Obstacle course.
I'm going to check if they float, because if they float, that makes a big difference.
That's true. If they float, you're good for the obstacle course.
But I imagine it's like a base float speed or height, which is what the current Weepin Bell is. But when we fuck it up, because we're only doing it for aesthetics, we're not really caring about function. So it might be fine if it's hovering in place, but that's kind of like if a Weepin Bell was maintaining a jump.
Yeah.
So for it to like also be moving, I feel it's going to be a struggle.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, in fights, they look like they're in the air, but every time they're not fighting, they're on the ground.
Oh, that's so sad.
This one's just on a tree stump.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay,
Well, that one in there that you've got there, Cass, it looks like it's kind of being balanced on its lips, kind of like where its lips are where all its weight is at.
Oh.
So it kind of has to be balancing on them lips.
That's
so not a problem
gross.
We're going to be facing, especially if we're docking the tail.
Yeah, and we
is
are.
Is that like, and we definitely are. I don't want to know gross farm we've been about. It's going to be like too almost top heavy now. It's just going to be falling over. That's so we need true. To kind of have this balance, which is, I guess, why we make the leaves thicker.
Yeah, that's
to kind
true.
Of balance kind that of out. So it's gonna be a hard balancing act.
All right.
So obstacle course. Oh, I'm gonna go with maybe an F.
Yeah, I think an F as well.
Okay.
Next category,
willpower.
Where do you balance the tree?
It must be sort of between the eyes, but a little bit up.
Yeah.
So imagine you've got a little circle pattern now. You kind of balance it in there.
That's true. I still.
We did make it more beautiful.
Can it? How brain dead is the Weepin Bell? Is my question.
It is a plant.
Yeah. Is it like? Does it obey your commands?
Yeah.
It has to.
Yeah. All right. We got to assume for the sake of the best in show that you've trained this Weepin Bell to obey your commands.
So yeah, I can imagine almost, you know, for some reason now I'm imagining it's now telepathic.
All right.
Telekinetic with its sort of like ring circle thing to kind of like hover the treat above its sort of
Well, if it's
face.
Already kind of balanced on its lips.
Yeah.
I think a problem is that the bottom half is just all mouth.
Yeah. See, another problem I also think is if you balance the treat, you're going to kind of fuck up the equilibrium and the treat might fall and maybe even accidentally fall in its mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just keep, I have this image of like the treat falling in the Weeping Bell's mouth and the Weeping Bell doing nothing.
Oh, yeah. No, they leave it there.
Yeah.
Even it balances bell. On their bottom lip and the judge is like, it's technically in the mouth.
Technically in its mouth. So I reckon a C.
Yeah, I don't think that goes well.
See, I think it's an A+, but it's a technical F.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you would have won, but unfortunately, because it's in the mouth. But we'll go for a C.
I agree. I think the Weeping Bell ain't going to be chewing this treat.
No.
It's just going to be resting on its lip.
Yeah. We'll call it the judges. One of them is like, most of them like A+. One of them's like F. There's deliberation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They settle on a C.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah, they have to.
Now. Gonad squeeze.
The all important question of gonads.
I reckon he's smooth. Well, she's smooth, you know what I mean? I reckon it's smooth, so you know, you could just kind of go in there and glide along it. And that's what you want from a Weeping Bell.
I'm just trying to imagine
putting think of the back of a banana, or just a banana, and just kind of like sliding your hand down there. And what you want is smoothness.
Okay.
You don't want any ridges or bumps. That's how you know the gender, there's ridges or bumps. We kind of want to really androgenize this Weeping Bell.
Counter suggestion.
Yes.
The judge puts on a big rubber glove.
Uh-huh.
And slides his hand inside the Weeping Bell to feel the gonads within.
Oh, yes. Sex this Pokemon.
Right. Sex this, like, you know, in the
who's that Pokemon?
Sex that Pokemon.
Yeah, all right. So he, like, so we get gloved hand goes inside the Weeping Bell.
And you're feeling for a specific
little noodle or nub or something in the back of its, what would be considered throat.
Yeah.
Or, right, so hang on. So you have that stem.
Yeah.
So maybe on the inside of its, like, so think of the Weeping Bell as a big tube.
Yeah, all right.
And so you put your whole hand and forearm in there.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of...
Oh, big glove.
Yeah, big that... So the bit of the stem that we don't see, it's like the inside, the root of where it would be, that I reckon is the gonads.
Oh,
and so
okay.
You've got to give that a bit of a tug, a bit of a squeeze and kind of feel around that. You know what I mean?
If you've got the stem...
Mm-hmm.
The top here,
yeah.
Then there's something on the other side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That you feel with your hand.
Yeah.
I feel worse for docking it.
Yep, that's terrible. We shouldn't have docked it. What have we done? I sort of imagine the judge resting the Weeping Bell like a baby.
Yeah.
And so that he can feel the underside, because I feel like that's necessary as well. And then get in
there and have a bit of a squidgy. See what that is there. So I reckon an A.
Yeah, I'll give it an A. And you certainly found the gonads, unlike old Lecky Tongue. Okay.
Because I can imagine the inside of it being kind of nice.
Yeah, me too.
A little bit wet,
but
like kind of like maybe the inside of like a less sticky mandarin.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say mandrel.
A less sticky mandrel. Yeah. Side note, Weeping Bell, be an all right fleshlight.
Look, if you want to fuck a Pokemon...
No.
I don't.
hard pass.
Actually, it's huge. It would envelop all my dick, like, and balls. I feel like it would stop.
That's good.
So much bigger than that.
Maybe my legs, then?
Yes, I think... I swear there's footage. I swear there's an animation of someone being eaten by a Weeping Bell.
Is Weeping Bell the Vore Pokemon? I think Weeping Bell's the Vore Pokemon.
The next evolution, that one could eat you.
What's the next evolution?
Ivysaur. Nope.
No, Ivysaur.
Nope.
That's wrong.
Cut that, please.
Weeping
Victory
Bell.
Victory
Bell. Ah, that's right. Oh, Victory Bell. What a great name. Just Googled Weep. Victory Bell.
All right. Now, playing the tuba.
Victory Bell is huge. You could get inside Victory Bell.
Do you know what? If the tuba's shaped appropriately, I reckon it would do amazingly.
Yeah, I was just thinking you've made it tuba, so you were very keen on that because you knew you'd win this category.
No, initially I was going to choose, like, Arcanine.
Ah, yeah.
But then I'm like, too similar to a dog.
Yeah.
Weeping Bell.
Absolutely. Yeah, Weeping Bell's got... I reckon Weeping Bell could play the tuba like fucking gangbusters. I got that an A+, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, look at those lips.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, hang on. Actually, maybe I was
No fingers.
Well, no fingers and no lungs, possibly.
Oh, good point.
Is there a breath? That might be an F.
Fuck.
Oh, I feel like at least a C or something.
Is Zamet allowed to help?
Like bellows.
Yeah, like bagpipes. Because then you just shove it in the front, squeeze the weeping bellows.
So, okay, so where it's like the so I'm imagining, so where its stem is, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like, that's the extension of its like cock or gine.
Mm-hmm.
But then underneath the stem is a little butthole.
All right.
So you just put the bellows in there.
Squeeze the weeping bell.
And then away you go.
Yeah.
That's look, a lot of assistance.
It's a lot of assistance, but like it's the only way I feel a weeping bell is going to be able to blow a tuba. So
I call that a C.
I reckon a C.
Well, it depends as well.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're Pokemon. How sure. well do we expect it? Is it a couple of notes? Is it a selection of notes? Or is it a song?
I think if you hear, like, one note, that's good. Lickitung couldn't even get one. So
that's true.
One note and they're happy.
C, you play, like, a decent song. B, you play it well. And A.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let's call that a C because okay. you're not getting a decent oh, yeah. song out of that.
Yeah.
And finally, costume.
Not much you can do.
Yeah. I reckon you could sort of fancy it up with like feather boas and things like that to make it look like thrice divorced on the way to the funeral sort of a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I'm just...
It's just not much because it doesn't have... Like, yeah. It doesn't have limbs. It doesn't have limbs. Bits.
It's like kind of poorly shaped.
Yeah.
Like say if you got a Mankey. Easy.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A-plus costume.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Weeping Bell, I think we're looking at like a D here.
Yeah, I think there's not much you could do.
Nah.
Like, imagine like, all right, fancy dress for Weeping Bell.
Yeah.
Comes as a pair.
Yeah.
You know?
It already yeah. looks like
no,
a pair.
No, you already look like a pair. Well, you didn't really try, did you?
You're copping a D, mate.
Your copy's copping yeah. a D.
I feel like, and it's one of those things that owners of Weeping Bells would be like, it doesn't need a costume. Look at its beautiful
it's
leaves.
Perfect as it is. So how much did you get there, Zamba? Because I suspect it may be similar to me. Because like, I got some A pluses, but I got two Fs as well. You might be maybe a little bit higher.
Let me just quickly do some math.
Quick math. Maths.
I'm excited by your math because this is just a thing I don't know how to turn
letters into numbers.
Yeah, algebra. More like algebra. Pardon me. I don't understand.
Algebra. What are you talking about?
I'm like looking.
School's out.
School's out for the summer. Did no one tell you? I want to look at what's the first. So it goes some. Some boy, weeping bell, victory bell. What's the first one?
We know this because I went as...
Bellsprout.
Yes.
Bellsprout.
Yeah, look, I mean, even though he failed just the one category,
mm-hmm.
he's sitting at literally 50%.
Wow. You know what, so is that a C as well?
That's about it. It's a D.
Oh, that's sad, man.
It's sad. Look, he tried his best.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just the costume let him down. Same with playing tuba. Like, he got a lot of C's.
But you only got one A for gonads.
Yeah.
I really like Bellsprout, by the way. He looks like he's shitting himself, and it's very cute.
Thank
like
you.
He's panicking. Oh, God, that's the Optus homepage. Hold on.
Do you reckon I would have made a good Bellsprout?
I think you would have made an amazing Bellsprout.
You would have made an amazing Bellsprout.
Thank you. I moved my limbs wrong a lot. You would have hated it, Zammit.
I would have. Oh, so much. All right, Cass, you're up. Who are we picking?
I'm thinking Jigglypuff.
Oh,
Jigglypuff.
Excellent yep. choice. Let me just get out this.
Was tempted to go for Ditto.
Ditto is good, but cheating.
I was also tempted to go for Ditto because I like the idea of like, a judge judging it and it turning into the judge with no face.
Oh, did you? You're turning into the judge and judging the judge back.
Yeah.
Wow. Jigglypuff is cute, except is Jigglypuff furry? Or is that big weird head thing like a tube of flesh?
I would think they're a bit furry.
Yeah, all right, good. So that's hair.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So a bit of fur, lots of hair. This is a fairy Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of breeding it wrong,
yeah.
you know its eyes are most of its face
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Tiny
absolutely.
Mouth, biggest eyes.
Oof.
The curl itself is like a perfect spiral.
Oh, yes. And maybe it's so big that it actually goes onto the eyes and you as an owner need to make sure that it keeps out of the eyes with the weight.
It's kind of like, oh, how about this, right? So it's like almost like a quaff.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
So it's
yeah.
weird thing, it's kind of quaff, but it also kind of sags over its eyes.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's like it's so big that it should do that, but you have to do the hair.
Yeah,
so like
yeah,
it's one of those like almost like a victory roll but forward.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like to protect the eyes.
You look at it and you're like, God, that Jigglypuff can't survive in everyday life without all this hairspray.
Absolutely. At home you'd have to like tie it in basically like a weird top knot just to keep it out of the Jigglypuff's face.
Yes.
Those weird pointy cave ears,
mm-hmm.
are they bigger or littler now?
Yeah. Would you want them more cavernous?
Yeah. What are you looking for there?
See,
I think maybe everything gets tiny except the hair and eyes.
Because I'm looking at it and the eyes and the body, very round.
Yeah.
Very round Pokemon. You like it being round. And you know what's making it not round? Those gross ears and its hands and feet.
Yeah, the fist. So, like, I mean, the photos that I'm looking for. So it's ears and, like, little nub hands. They sort of make, like, almost a parallel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when you're looking at it, it's almost symmetrical. So maybe what you're wanting to do is when, like, you're trying to breed them so that it, maybe even, like, the ears are on, like, an angle so that when you look at it, like, the ears might be a bit further back than they usually are, but they look parallel to the hands. Like, so they can't hear properly anymore because they're angled back a bit to make them look slightly smaller.
And I like it. I like it.
A bit deaf.
Yeah, so the ears end up coming a bit on top of the head, rotate back a little bit just to get the symmetry going.
And again, and with the arms also bit rotated back.
Yeah.
So, like, it can no longer clap.
Yeah.
No.
What I'm imagining.
It can no longer pick things up. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it ever could with the fingers, but yes. Absolutely. That's hideous.
Yep.
Maybe smaller feet.
Yeah. Littler feet so that it's slower to get everywhere because it has to be more careful.
I like the idea of pushing it over and then doing a cartwheel.
Yeah. Well, if you just roll, it's a sphere.
That's good. That is good stuff.
All right. So,
Parade.
Parade.
Now, tiny feet.
Yeah, tiny feet. We shot ourselves in the foot there because.
Slow, but.
You could get it done.
I reckon it could be done. Like, if we make them, you know.
If you can take your time as a owner, I think we could comfortably get away with it, like an A there.
Yeah, maybe like an A minus, because it's like.
It's going to be too slow.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe a B.
Behind you.
You're going to hold it. I reckon, look, I'd love to give you an A. Nothing would please me more. But
I think
it's
a B.
I'm going
to
give you a B.
Yeah. It would have to be because it's like, oh, there's nothing wrong with the form, but it's just not fast enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Like, look, it's great, but the fella behind you with a fucking
Tyranitar.
Yeah. Is like, hurry up. Course. So. How deaf are we talking? Because if it's really deaf and you're like, jump through the hoop. The hoot. Jump through the hoop. It might just not know what you want from it.
And it might get stuck.
Mm. It might get stuck. I think that's more of a problem. I reckon if you've been breeding the Jigglypuff for a while, I reckon you'll know which angle to stand on so that its ears can actually catch them properly. Yeah. What I'm imagining is, because as you said, it's got cave ears.
Yeah.
Like, it could usually flick them around. It can't now. So you just need to learn the angle to stand on.
Yep.
I reckon that's an obstacle that you as a trainer can get over.
That's for you to sort out, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, it would. Oh my God. Can you imagine it trying to jump? No.
No, I cannot.
True.
Oh my
God.
F? Is it even completing this course? Because none of the others have.
It would roll, though.
That's true. It would
roll. I reckon it would get done.
Right. Yeah, I think it would get done. You might just end up breaking some of the obstacles.
Yeah, maybe an F. F plus.
We'll give you an F plus, guys. B, F plus. That's good. You're already doing better than both me and Zammit by this point.
I'll give you a pass. You know, a D, a 50.
Yeah,
a D.
All right.
Thank you.
It rolled to the finish line. The course was demolished, but you got there in the end.
Yeah,
and you're
exactly.
Like,
it's a pass. Right.
It's a pass.
All right. Willpower.
See, that's...
I don't know.
You could hide. I reckon you could put things on its tuft, but it would be hidden from it. So it might be like, that's not fair.
That's a good point. But also, I think, how small have we bred its mouth? Is it the kind of thing where it couldn't get the treat even if it wanted to?
I don't think it could get the treat. I don't think it could reach treat with its hands.
Yeah, that's
there's
true.
No, you put something on a Jigglypuff's head, the one that we've made.
Yeah, it's not.
No way it can eat it. So I think it'd win, technically.
Yeah, I think that's... Look, I got away with winning, technically. I'll call that an A+, frankly. Yeah,
it's done.
You've kept it on its head. It doesn't... Again, I don't imagine any of these Pokemon really aware that the treat is on their head until it falls into their vision. Then they're like, oh.
This Jigglypuff tries to use its big eyes to look up, but their hair's blocking it. It's like, I feel like I can... never mind, I guess.
I guess there's nothing there.
It's sad that none of me is Nick.
I imagine it's blinking.
Getting, like, getting caught in its quaff.
Yeah. Imagine it's blinking, coming with a gross, wet noise. Oh. Like a... Yuck. Mm. Sorry,
unpleasant.
Everyone. Gonads.
Where are they?
Okay, so how about we try this to figure it out? How would it mate?
I don't think ours can.
Yeah, ours can't get on top. It can no longer mate. That's so sad.
Is this going to be one of those things where you, again, you kind of...
Feel underneath.
Undercarriage and try and see if there's a bump or like a little indent?
Yeah, I imagine it kind of being like some birds with just a patch.
Yeah. Unfortunately, what I reckon here is the problem of us overbreeding.
Yeah.
Sphere whip-off, is because usually it's going to be like on a sphere, you go in there, you get the ridges, you're like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Give a bit of a little, oh, there, yep.
Yep.
However, because we want this more spherical, we've probably chunked it up.
Ah, that's true.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like it's going to be encased a little bit. Every time it maybe needs to go to the bathroom, we're going to have to, like, lift up some folds.
That's disgusting. Yeah.
We've ruined these majestic creatures. There's no doubt about that. They're not functional.
Oh, every time
because
we...
I feel what's going to happen is, especially because we want it to be a sphere, we want it to be, like, tight.
Yeah.
We're going to have to, like, pull the skin folds back and maybe, like, tie it back at the end, kind of like a facelift, like...
Yeah, yeah,
constantly.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you'd have to hide it under the hair.
Well, naturally, that is. It's just going to be around those gonads, I reckon. So
I assume every time we come to go to one of these Pokemon shows, people throw paint at us and call us animal, like, monsters.
Team Rocket's there being like, how could you?
Like, that's fucked up. We just want to collect the animals. You guys are... Wrecking them. You're wrecking them. You don't even use their abilities. You just
this Jigglypuff can't sing.
All you're doing is ruining them and getting them to play the tuba.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
I can imagine this one singing and crying.
Yeah. But I assume it's always weeping a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You got to, like, wipe it before you go on stage.
That's the opposite problem of Licky Tongue and Weepin' Bell.
Exactly. It's too moist.
Do you reckon that Pokemon, like, we bring our pets in, they look at each other like, God, I wish we could exchange moisture.
So gonads, it's an F?
An F?
Yeah. The whole thing's just unpleasant, so. Yeah.
If you can't find them. Tuba, I reckon you could do.
Yeah. Small mouth.
Small mouth. Designed for singing.
A.
A.
If not an A+.
Let's call that an A+ for the tuba.
I mean, it can't reach the things, but... Oh, actually, tuba's bigger than it. It can probably reach some of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
In costume, a fucking adorable.
Oh, you can... Any costume will work.
Oh.
Absolutely. Little hats. Mm. Little bows. Dressing it up like a strawberry.
Is that
much
another A+?
It looked much cuter as a strawberry than the Lickitung would look as a strawberry. So, yeah, I think that's another
Jasmine,
A+. Why
do you want to dress them up as strawberries? That's the cutest thing.
I just think they'd look cute as strawberries. I nearly said that about the Weepin' Bell as well, but I didn't want to be like, that's just a weird kick I'm on right now.
Can I buy him a strawberry costume?
Absolutely. Let's buy Melody a strawberry costume.
I think that would be better.
I think it's going to be hard to find a dog a strawberry costume, but I'm into it, and I'm keen. I think we've done well. I suspect, Cass, you may come out on top here. But look, only time will tell while we wait for the judge's confirmation.
Okay.
Oh, man.
It's coming down to the wire.
Oh, really?
Because
oh.
I forgot to add a score, and I was like, that's not right. So you are sitting on a fucking B, Cass.
Ooh!
Well so done.
On a hot B, 70%.
Uh-huh.
You've scored the winner of today's Best in Show Pokemon Edition with your Jigglypuff. Can we even call it a Jigglypuff now? Can we call any of these creatures Pokemon? Hard to say. Oh, then we've got the monster part, right?
That's true. Pocket monsters.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You reckon there's like, you know, you'll have some Jigglypuff coming in and then it's just like, oh, my God, I hear hers is like a Wigglytuff. They've just...
yeah, that's true. They've just shaved it down. No evolutions. Your Pokemon evolves in the middle of the show and you are kicked out immediately.
It's like the ultimate faux pas. It starts like shining and just like...
Oh, my God.
Because the problem there is all the like the things... Because we've... Say, take the Weepin' Bell.
Yeah.
We have fucked up that Bellsprout to get the perfect Weepin' Bell.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the moment that Weepin' Bell becomes a
Victory Bell.
Victory Bell, it's going to look fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
So we haven't planned for that. No. We don't want that. It's going to look like giant lips because now the top will flop and down.
Just imagine seeing someone have like a, having like a panic attack behind some, I don't know, some what is a thing that would be in a dog show that you could be behind?
Podium.
Behind the podium, just being like, no, calm down. Like, oh, that's so embarrassing. Do you see Zamet over there? It's evolving.
Can you imagine, like, going in, the judges are, like, you know, judging, like, during the pedestal thing. They lift up the tongue, there's an Everstone. They're like, oh, I'm sorry, we actually have an illegal item on.
What if you found, is this your Everstone? How'd that get in there? Oh, my God.
Imagine going to like other place, like other competitors, and like just slipping their Pokemon like a Thunderstone.
Oh, yes. Your EV is now a Jolteon. Gotcha. Eat shit. And on that note. Oh my gosh.
And on that note.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Zamet. Happy breeding, everybody.
Breed away, friends.
Oh, don't.
Don't. Please don't. Gotta catch 'em all.
Pokemon. Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dad.
And I'm at Goddammit Zamet.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.